Hello, listeners. Welcome to Can You Get to That? I am your co-host, Caitlin Best.
I am your co-host, Matthew Olson. Hi, Caitlin.
Hey, Matt.
How's it going?
It's going pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've just been enjoying a range of dance videos starring Pokemans in them.
Oh, that thing that anyone who's aware of your social media presence knows you've been doing literally all week.
That thing that I cannot stop talking or thinking about.
We've never really dived too deep into your obsessions before on the show, I feel like.
Have we really not?
Well, maybe things that you have been obsessed with in the past, but not a new active...
Not a new present obsession.
A new active fixation, yeah.
Yeah, well, this is it. This is my fixation.
Let's get into it. If you're on good Twitter, not that bad, shitty Twitter.
Yeah, a posy Twitter.
But if you're on posy Twitter, you've probably seen a video of a Charizard and a Dragonite doing a synchronized dance routine.
A very good dance routine.
To some song. To any number of songs, really.
But hopefully Genuine's Pony.
Hopefully Pony. I mean, it's a good one. I think I saw All Star, which felt like a little too airing on like irony.
Incorrect.
Smash Mouth.
It's just begging too hard for likes.
Yeah, it's
point.
A little.
It's like, oh, hey, it's memes.
It's memes, right? And you should only get likes for Smash Mouth when it's a genuine, Smash Mouth appreciation. But yeah, I mean, I liked a couple of those vids. I thought they were real chuckle worthy.
I'm just
picturing you like up late at night with like the lights off and the blue glow of the laptop screen. Just thinking,
Matt, I just honestly, I cannot. I cannot describe to you the like effusive joy that I get out of that video.
This is your ASMR.
It is. I was thinking the fucking same. I was thinking that.
Do these videos give you like a tingly sensation in the head?
No, they don't do that for me. Okay. But they make me want to move my feet, you know?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, I feel like this is a good thing to bring up because I don't think I bragged about this aspect of my what's the adjective I'm gonna go with this week? Let's see. I don't think I've talked about this aspect of my life in the Hefty Apple before.
Mm-hmm.
I happened to go to a boiler room party.
Genuine was there?
No, Genuine was not there. Okay. Trust me, Caitlin, you'll know the moment I have a Genuine story to tell.
Okay.
Boiler room being like they like do like EDM.
Yeah, there it's
DJs
like a cool. I know it's like a
shit.
Cool place.
Yeah. So it was actually hanging out with a listener and friend of the show at Gunboat, who had the hookup to this Boiler Room Cross Ray-Ban party, I believe held in the offices of Rap Genius, which I guess it's just Genius now. And by the way, if that is their office, it's just like a fucking warehouse in the middle of Brooklyn that I guess they moved all the desks out of.
Where'd they move all the rap to?
Where did they move all the annotations? I don't know. So you think, oh, this should be like cool. Like we've got the hookup. We've got the in on a cool party. Turns out it's mostly teens in there.
Yeah.
And unless you wanted to wait until like 3 a.m. for the good DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Or partied up. So, you know, the boiler room setup is they always have the camera trained on the DJ. And
Then
you can see the crowd standing directly behind the DJ.
Yeah.
So there was actually someone who looked very much like our friend Alden, kind of going ham right behind the DJ while we were there.
Are you sure it wasn't literally Alden?
It was not literally Alden.
Okay.
This is for sure. It's for sure.
Okay.
But at this point, at Gunboat, who I will now only refer to.
Mm-hmm.
By Twitter handle. Winner of the Loser Cry Baby James.
Yeah.
We did not have fun because of the aforementioned teen saturation and waiting half an hour for some free lukewarm Tecates.
Mm.
but the visuals that they had going on, you know, like the computer visuals to back up the DJ and like kind of be trippy and cool. At this show, there was just a screen that would, I believe there was maybe a number you could text or an account you could tweet at, and then it would just like have your tweets like kind of like mapped over the sphere.
Yeah, they have that at CC Slaughter's in Portland, minus the visual effects.
So you've seen these kind of like interactive visualizations, and I say fucking ditch all of that. Pokemon dancing the whole time.
Oh, yeah, I would go to any party that had that, of course.
I would go to any party, any genre of music.
Yeah, literally
teens,
anything.
Teens, no teens, Tecate, warm or cold, who cares? I'll go if you have Charizard. And, well, Dragonite's not actually my favorite.
But I think Dragonite is so cute in that video.
It's a cute pairing for sure.
It's adorable. His round little chubby little cheeks and his little claws.
I mentioned my ideal pairing for one of these videos to you.
Yeah.
Which was, I want Hitmonchan and Hitmonlee.
Mm-hmm.
I guess there's Hitmontop, too. Hitmontop was, I think, Gen 2.
Yeah, I don't know that one. So that must be later. Never
that one doesn't. Hitmontop doesn't make sense because Hitmontop literally just spins on his head.
That's stupid. That's fucking so stupid.
Yeah, but I'd like to see. But
he could be part of.
They could be part
of a breakdancing trio then.
Oh shit! You're right. No, it makes perfect sense. Hitmontop is the breakdancer. Fuck.
Yeah.
But yeah, punches, kicks, and breakdancing. Then yeah, it's perfect. Do you have any other like Pokemon dance crews you want to see formed?
Well, I think one that was all Diglets would be pretty cute.
But how would they?
They just sort of wiggle.
Okay. All right. They just kind of wiggle around. They're just kind of, you know, potato style.
Yeah. Well, like Diglett style, like worm style.
Do you think a Diglett is a worm?
It's like a little, I think it's like a worm, but like sort of a mammalian worm.
I think of a Diglett as an incredibly shy mole.
But I don't think it has arms or legs is the thing.
I think they're just real tiny down there.
You think they're just under there?
We've had the discussion about like the creepypasta version of Diglett that goes
on. Oh yeah,
for, like,
I don't want to talk about that. That upsets me.
I think Diglett's just a mole.
I think Diglett is the mole equivalent of, you know, that there's like that lizard. So there's snakes, right? And then
so there's snakes.
And then there's a thing that looks a lot like a snake, but technically it's a lizard that's evolved to not have arms or legs.
I have no idea what you're talking about. No.
There's a kind of lizard that doesn't have like any feet, and it looks like a snake, but it's a different thing. It's like the branches diverged and it evolved into this snake-like thing on its own.
Okay. All right.
And so what I'm saying is that I think that
that's what a Diglett is like.
That's what a Diglett is, but with moles.
Mm.
If that makes sense. So it's definitely like cute and furry, but I don't think it has like noticeable feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we're on the subject of anatomy generally.
Yeah, true.
This week's topic, suggested to us by our friend Johannes, is cat anatomy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put money down on this. Fake money, that is. I don't think we're going to get to cat anatomy.
Matt!
What? Man.
Not with that attitude, we won't.
I mean, yeah, it's a little defeatist from the outset, but I think we can get to cat.
Yeah.
And I've got some ways in mind to do it.
You know, you were telling me before we started recording that you have this comedy secret where you write down some of the things that we talk about so that you can like really nail those callbacks later in the episode.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a dark, deep, dark comedy secret. One simple tip
saying,
to make callbacks
saying,
easier.
I'm just saying, I do it off the top of the dome.
Right. Well, I mean, I don't want to create like a rift between us, but I'm just saying, you know, listeners, try to tell the difference between us. When it comes out sounding incredibly like as a like after the thought thing and kind of rehearsed, that's me. And if you like that more,
smash the like button.
If you like that more, smash that like button, subscribe and rate us on iTunes.
Let's get to it.
Let's get to it. Let's start it off. Yeah.
Okay.
What is step one? I cannot see Wikipedia at this point, Caitlin, because you've not screen shared.
Sorry. Let me share the screen.
Share me that screen, please.
I'll share you the screen.
This is all staying in now. This little goof up. In fact, I'm writing down a note. Screen share, and then I'll make a joke about it again later.
Perfect. Okay, here we go. I don't know how to say this word.
What the fuck?
I'm gonna try. I think it says sivelation.
Yes.
It's spelled sivelation.
This is this is a video game. It's currently in development.
It's a third-person shooter being developed by a Ukrainian developer, Blackwing Foundation.
Aside from who's making it and what it's being made for and what genre of game it is, there's no information about what the fuck this is.
Well, so it says the game was initially known as Salvation. And so I'm reading this as a really stupid portmanteau of science and salvation.
Yep. Sivelation.
And so I'm assuming the game is like, this is some Richard Dawkins shit.
I'm assuming this is some, I fucking love science.
Yeah.
Richard Dawkins, Neil deGrasse Tyson's face photoshopped onto stars bullshit. It literally says nothing about what the game is about or how it works. It does say that it started development in like 2008, which means this game with basically a stub has been in development
There's a teaser trailer. I wonder if we could watch this teaser trailer.
For 8 years.
Just pop that out for later.
Gosh, 8 years. It's been, I don't know if you saw me post about this recently, Caitlin. On private channels. But it's been almost 9 years since the last Half-Life game came out.
That checks out.
That checks out. That makes me feel really bad inside. I mean, the whole like waiting for the new Half-Life installment is like a meme, but meme aside, it's disturbing to think that in a year's time, it will have been 10 years since that game came out. And
do you think that
I'll be 25? Fuck.
I'm 25. Do you think the feeling of like, oh my God, this thing happened like X number of years ago? Do you think that ever, like, fades or, like, gets softer? So, like, by the time it's been 30 years since the last Half-Life game came out, it'll be like, oh, this seems normal. Like,
I really do hope that we do get another Half-Life game at some point.
Before 30 years from now.
Yeah. I hope it's not like, oh, look, it's 2037. Remember Half-Life?
Well, Half-Life will have happened by then, right?
Unclear. Okay. They're very vague in the setting of that game, which is based on real-world events yet to happen.
Right.
So I think that the feeling of it has to fade a little bit. Like, at a certain point, 10 years passing, like, doesn't matter to you anymore. But the thing is that when you do feel it, it will be a longer length of time.
Got it. Yeah.
And the thing is that it won't be something nearly so obvious. Like, my identity was practically defined around Half-Life as a teenager. Like, that was my shit. I tried making maps for it. I went to Valve once. All this shit about, like, I was really into Half-Life.
Right. So
yeah, 10 years out, that will feel weird for me now. But what it'll be is, like, I'll be in my 40s if I make it that far, and it will have been 25 years since something, but it won't be something that I thought I cared about that much, and it'll blind, it's that sort of thing that'll blindside you, is that, oh, not something I obviously gave a shit about. It'll be like, shit, it's been 20 years since the Gilmore Girls Netflix revival series. Whoa. Stars Hollow.
I'm trying to figure out where we can go from here, Matt.
So I have an idea.
Okay.
I have been watching episodes of the old, but also still in production, British sci-fi, British sci-fi sitcom? Yeah. Red Dwarf, which I don't believe you've seen.
Correct.
In that show, the main character, Lister, who is a guy from Liverpool, he is just a working class Joe on this big old mining spaceship. And he's got a really stuck up roommate who's only one rank above him named Rimmer.
Rimmer. Okay. Rimmer. Go on.
Which now seems kind of you're.
We don't have to talk about that. Just keep going.
He brings a cat on board. Which is against regulations.
Like an alien.
Only it's just like it's just a pregnant cat.
It's and pregnant. Then,
yes, that's important.
Okay. Okay.
And then, as punishment, he is put into like suspended animation for the remainder of his trip, and has to forfeit his wages.
Jeez.
This is the first episode. I'm telling you the premise of this show.
Okay.
He's brought out of suspended animation, and the crew is dead. And 3 million years have passed.
Okay, so it's a lot like Alien, except for the cat's pregnant, and instead of 50 years, it's been 3 million years.
Yeah, 3 million years. His roommate is brought back as a hologram. His roommate is the one who caused the accident that killed the crew.
Ugh.
And then in the meantime, the cat ran away into like the storage decks, like the cargo decks. And then over 3 million years, the cat's offspring evolved into like a humanoid type cat creature. So the third character in the show is just named Cat, and he's like
he's a Khajiit.
He's like a kinda like a Khajiit, only if a Khajiit was just like really obsessed with like looking cool.
What are they not, Matt?
I mean, I'm not really a big up on my Elder Scrolls.
You haven't seen all their hairstyles that you can give them.
Right, right.
There's a wide range.
So a Khajiit is like the medieval equivalent of like looking cool and badass and shit.
Right, but right,
Cat,
right.
Cat in Red Dwarf wears like zoot suits.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that what people, they've circled back around to that 3 million years from now?
Well, it was the 80s, you know, it was a different time when the show started.
Okay.
So
where are you going with this? Where is this going?
I think we could, because we're on like a sci-fi third-person shooter type thing.
Because cats have been in sci-fi sometimes, and we're going to Cat Anatomy, so this is perfect.
We could go to Red Dwarf, go to the cat, go to House Cat, go to Cat Anatomy. We could go to Alien. We could go to Jonesy the Cat from Alien.
Okay, so where do we start? We have third person. We have Blackwing Foundation.
You're right. It doesn't actually Microsoft say science Windows, fiction anywhere.
Xbox One, PlayStation 4. It doesn't say science fiction anywhere. I don't know. I don't really know where that came from, actually.
Wait a minute. Scroll back down to the
I guess
lists.
We can go to one of these game systems and like...
Hold up, though. Scroll back down to the lists.
There's no lists.
The categories, rather. Christian fiction and allegory is one of the categories. Nowhere else on this page, other than if you like,
not mentioned. You got to read between the lines.
Yeah, salvation.
Yeah,
is it like indicated that this is like a Christian imagery game?
Maybe it's a Christian science game.
Maybe it is. But I don't think we should do Christian fiction and allegory. I guess. Yeah. Should we? Well,
there's kitties in Christian fiction.
Caitlin, I think we have to pick a side in the console war.
Yeah.
We have to do Xbox One or PlayStation 4. And this is a big step for the podcast.
So apparently I've already clicked on PlayStation 4. I don't remember when.
Well, you own one.
Right, right. So I had to read the Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
That's what they tell you. That the manual when you buy your PS4, there's no information. It just says, look on Wikipedia, buddy.
Yeah. So you're saying just because you've already given the PlayStation 4 link some love,
yeah,
we should
maybe
go
we
Xbox
should give the
One.
Xbox. Yeah, or we could go Xbox 360.
Nah, that's old. That's old shit.
That's too old.
It's okay. Too old. All right.
Xbox One.
Step two. Boy, this is a console I don't see myself buying anytime soon.
You don't want to. You don't want that new Halo.
Nah, it looks like Halo. You know, I was real into the Halo series.
I know you were a Halo boy.
Half-Life and Halo, that was it. 2004 was a huge year for me.
Man, the Xbox One Elite controller looks pretty cool, though. You sure you don't want this?
I believe that controller is like $120, so I definitely don't want it.
Oh, but it looks so cool. Look at the D-pad.
That's only one of the D-pads. You can see the other one that you can swap in. Like a real
well, that's
pro
a normal
gamer.
One. I don't give a fuck about that. This one looks like a cross section of a disco ball.
Yeah, like an inverted.
You think that's what they were going for?
Slice of a disco ball. I think
that's probably what they were going for, right?
Yeah, just aesthetically.
Mm-hmm.
I think that weird, like round version of the D-pad is supposed to be for if you play fighting games with a controller.
Yeah.
Instead of a fight stick, like a true pro.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder how my fight stick's doing.
Where did it go?
I sold it when I moved out here.
Just to a random?
Not to a random, to a friend. Will.
Okay.
Will Schmid. He bought it. I wonder if he's like really good at Street Fighter now. Will, if you're listening, are you throwing out the Shoryukens, the wake up Shoryukens, real good? Do you know your spacing and your footsies?
Have we ever talked about how bad I am at Street Fighter?
Caitlin, I am down to talk about how bad we both are at Street Fighter.
Okay. I don't actually want to talk about it. I just wanted to,
call it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listeners, don't challenge us to Street Fighter. We will lose. And if Caitlin is like me, we will both react poorly to losing.
Yeah, I'll throw the fight stick right through the TV.
I'm a sore loser in Street Fighter, and I've come to accept that. I'm just a bad person in that setting. So
do we want to go to a list of Xbox One games?
No, I want to see if there's a direct link to the Halo series or something.
Oh my god. Do you know what I saw this weekend? Do you know what I witnessed?
What?
This might be totally banal in
between watching these Pokemon
videos.
Yeah,
when I was on a break, a hiatus from the Pokemon videos. So I was actually in Seattle this weekend and I was visiting some.
You didn't tell me that.
Well, I'm telling you now.
Okay, fine. Continue. I'm just like
I was visiting some old friends from high school, and and one of them, we were playing, I don't know, cards, something like that, in the living room, and then somebody came in the living room and said, "Hey, Caitlin, you want to see something really funny?" And I was like, "Yeah, obviously." And he brought me to the door of the bedroom of one of the roommates.
Uh oh. Oh no.
And the guy was in there just plugged into the Matrix. And there's maybe
cord in the back of the neck.
Yeah. No, there is maybe nothing funnier than seeing another person in the VR space.
Oh, he was fully VR'd out.
He was in a Rift.
It was the Oculus Rift?
Yeah, I think so.
Did he have, was he sitting down? Or was
yes.
he standing? Okay, so yeah, it was
sitting.
Probably the Oculus then. Geez. What was he playing?
Oh, I don't know. He was dead to the world, you know?
Yeah. You haven't yet tried the
I've never been inside the Rift.
Experience. Yeah. I think I've talked about it on the show before. It's it's something else. And it's really fun to watch. It's the biggest technological revolution to people watching since publicly accessible webcam feeds of public squares.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I remember there was a thread on the Something Awful forums for a while, I think. This was back in 2009 or something. That was just people posting links to publicly accessible webcam feeds. And then some of them were webcam feeds in like office buildings.
Yeah.
Of people who worked like fucking graveyard shifts. And it wasn't entirely clear, like the people knew they were being watched, but wasn't entirely clear that like, they had decided to set up a webcam, but more like this webcam was on. And yeah. Then other people found the link, and then they realized that other people were watching them, and so would like occasionally wave and stuff mm-hmm. to the webcam, because mm-hmm. like hundreds of people would pile in
mm-hmm.
and just watch this dude like jam out while like doing fucking Excel spreadsheets, like, and listening to Van Halen. Like, the internet, I'm worried that I grew up with it because I thought it was totally normal and cool to just like watch a
just watch someone going about their life.
Watch someone go about their like, you know, boring life.
Their work day.
Their boring work day. And I was like, this is fucking amazing. It's really, fucked with my amazement.
Right. Your metrics. Amazement threshold.
Yeah.
You know what? The other thing I discovered recently, I mean, I knew about this, but you can now on Netflix watch, you know, those shows that they make in Norway that are just like stuff. Like there's one that's like a log burning.
Just like stuff happening. No, just you like, mean like the fire,
real time
virtual
stuff
fireplace.
Yeah, it's called Slow TV.
Oh wait, no, I don't know. Is it like a? Is it more than just virtual fireplace stuff?
Slow fireplace TV? is an example. There's also like knitting, people just knitting for hours on end. There's one that's a ferry ride between some islands.
Okay.
And the one that you can watch on Netflix now is a train journey from Oslo to Bergen, I think.
How long is that?
7 hours, Matt. It's 7 hours long. It's the entire train ride in real time. You can watch the whole thing. And in fact, in Norway, a country of, I think, 5 million people, 1.2 million people did watch this thing.
What the hell?
And
it's, as listeners may know, I'm reading Infinite Jest right now.
Right.
Spoilers, that book is about like a form of entertainment, like a film that is so good people become addicted to it and then like die watching it. Like anyone, it's kind of like The Ring, only instead of a girl climbing out of your TV, you just turn it on and then you sit in your chair and you poop yourself and then you starve and die.
So it's like World of Warcraft, basically.
Sure. David Foster Wallace, super prophetic, right? But like the thing is that you can make the glib comparison to World of Warcraft, right?
Yeah.
And you can say like, oh, and he also like predicted Netflix and how it would affect our lives.
Right.
But I don't think even he would be able to say like, but what if the thing that people watched was just a 7-hour ferry ride?
Yeah, nobody could have seen this coming.
That it's, by the time that we kill ourselves this way, it's also something that's just incredibly boring.
We'll just be watching this thing that, like, you can go and take a 7-hour train ride, like, today if you want to do that. Or you could sit on your couch and watch someone else doing that.
Fucking A.
It's, like, oddly soothing, though. It's kind of like an ASMR thing. And it's so I don't, all 1 million people did not watch the entire thing.
But I hope
it's like
not.
It's just this sort of like event that's happening. It's, you know, it's broadcast live in Norway. And you'll be like, "Hey, they're like going over this really cool mountain pass right now. Turn the thing on."
That's just really fucking weird.
Yeah. But I
can't get too in my head about like how we consume entertainment right now. We're already talking VR. Next, it'll be the VR train ride, and that'll just be
right. They'll put that in VR. It'll just be
like the killer app for Oculus will be just like a stationary train ride that lasts a real ass 8 hours.
Yeah,
and it'll be like best gameplay, best experience. I felt totally immersed. And fuck yeah, no. I've been thinking lately about how, like, when I was 18 years old and, like, super-duper depressed, that's when I became, like, addicted to Minecraft.
Yeah.
And I cannot imagine going back to Minecraft now.
Yeah.
Because that was like the context under which it happened. And stepping away from it, you realize that that game is like ultimately really lame. Just really lame and boring, unless you want to get like super in depth about building something specific. But I wasn't even doing that.
It seemed cool and fun to me when it came out.
And then the people like build computers in it, or they like recreate cities and stuff. I just played it like a survival game, and I sort of half-heartedly built some shit, but like nothing that creatively, like it was just a way to shut off. And I know that I should never watch this 7-hour fucking train video. Otherwise,
well, okay,
you may never hear from me again.
Okay, so
let's talk about Halo.
So look, we can go to list of Xbox One games.
There's, I saw a link several, to Halo 5 right, Guardians, yeah.
Yeah, there's that. I actually hovered over it. We can do that. We could also do other sci-fi. There's Gears of War, several Gears of War links.
Mm.
I don't know which one of those things you think is most likely to...
I'm looking for any links that stand out as having anything to do with cats.
Yeah, I'm Zoo Tycoon.
I don't know if you can just have standard, like... I don't know if you can just, like, have a tabby enclosure.
Zoo Tycoon.
I don't know if it, you know, it's like the tiny houses movement, but it's just tiny zoos.
Tiny zoos. Check out these normal ass animals in our tiny zoo.
Hi, I'm reporting for, what outlet am I reporting for in this bit?
NPR.
Sorry, then I gotta modulate my voice a little bit more. Hi, I'm reporting for NPR Brooklyn, and today, we're going to give you a little look at what it's like to visit Brooklyn's newest tiny zoo. The tiny zoo is home to several animals, a bird, a cat, a hamster, a dog, a smaller dog.
And that's all they have room for at the tiny
zoo. That's all they have room for, because it's built out of a repurposed fucking garden shed, and actually none of the animals have that much room to move around.
It's okay, they all get along. They're just domestic animals.
They're just domestic animals. It's almost as though these are just people's pets that they charge $5 to see.
Well, this has been NPR News. Until next time, signing off.
This has been an incredibly limp-wristed bit on Matt's part. We should just click Halo. We've been on the Xbox One page too long.
I do like your conception of what NPR reporters sound like.
Hey, welcome to NPR. The weather is pretty nice. Today, it's August or September. We're not really sure. I didn't really rehearse this before I went on the air.
Halo 5.
Yes. The fifth.
I never played this game.
I played some of it at Julius Manello's house.
Yeah.
You may know him as a chuckle fuck.
Local chuckle fuck Julius Manello.
Yeah. Well, I can't really call him local anymore.
Okay, well, I can.
Yeah. West Coast chuckle fuck.
Well, I mean, Matt, with the internet, everyone's local to everywhere.
It's all interconnected. You know? When I put on my VR headset and plug into the Matrix, it's like Julius is right there in the room with me.
Yeah. So I can't... It doesn't say science fiction anywhere.
No.
Nope.
Well, that's a shame, isn't it?
I don't think. I mean, we might have to
pop out to the Halo series.
I mean, right.
We might just have to go one level abstracted.
Yeah. Okay. Should we just go to Halo?
Yeah. Because we also have a greater fondness for some of those games.
Yeah.
In the series. In fact, I read some of the Halo novels. So if you ever.
Yeah, Boy, I didn't do that.
If you ever wanted to just, like, brutally own me in any situation, just bring up that fact.
Just the fact that you read the Halo novels?
Yeah. I remember that was an adaptation of the first game. That
yeah,
was a
I
novelization
remember,
of the first one.
I remember in, like, middle school finding out that was a thing and, like, seeing somebody reading one of the Halo novels and being like, God, what a fucking nerd. And this was me. I mean, I was probably reading the Thrawn series at that point.
Yeah. Yeah, you were fucking neck deep in Star Wars EU.
Yeah.
Stuff that literally got excised from canon later on. And you were just like, ugh, fucking some nerd reading about
what a loser. Pew,
Covenant Master Chiefs. Yeah. I don't think you were in any position to judge, really.
Well, that's your opinion. Was it a good book?
The adaptation?
Yeah.
No, that one was shit. The one that came before it, the prequel, was actually like kind of good. Because it was like, it was all the fucked up origin story stuff of the super soldiers and Halo that you don't normally get. How they were all kidnapped as children and replaced with clones, but the cloning technology isn't very good, so the 5 or 6 year old clones all die within a year.
Golly. The future is fucked.
Hey, I mean, it seems like we ask ourselves a question every week.
Yeah, we do, don't we?
Might be one of the core premises of the Halo lore.
Yeah.
And most science fiction, really. Most good science fiction. You ever read or like interact with a piece of science fiction that's so bad because it doesn't actually like address whether or not like technological advancement is damaging to humans? Just it's just like it's fucking it's sick. Like,
the future is good.
The future is great. Silicon Valley, Burning Man. Mark Zuckerberg.
I don't think there actually exists a science fiction book like the one that you just described.
Not one exactly like it. No, I'm working on it right now. I've okay. pitched it to Tor.
Got it.
Tor Books.
No, not like that. Not in that sense. I never read like Battlestar Galactica. I picture as being kind of like that.
No, because they made the Cylons. The humans made the Cylons.
No, not Battlestar Galactica. Starship Troopers is what I'm thinking of.
Also not accurate, because Starship Troopers...
Troopers is just like, rah-rah, the army.
No, the
like,
movie, the Paul Verhoeven movie take on it, at least, is very, like, tongue-in-cheek rah-rah army, because much like his... his RoboCop and his Total Recall. It is a satirization of that attitude. I'm saying this is someone who unfortunately has not seen Starship Troopers.
Okay,
I just
know
that this is how the movie works.
I haven't seen it or read the book, so I'm just shooting from the hip here.
You're just shooting from the hip. That's your impression of Starship Troopers, is that it's just like,
yes.
Oorah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, at least the movie, maybe the source material.
But I kind of think the book was like I'm saying.
It might well be. Maybe we can investigate this and for once fact check ourselves within the course of the podcast. No.
Well, okay, so we can click military
fans
science
this series
fiction.
Is referred to as the Halo Nation.
Oh my god.
That was important enough. That's the last line in the opening Halo section Nation. Of the article.
And there's two citations.
Yeah. That's really dumb.
Can we go to military science fiction?
Yes, please. Let's just do it.
Okay.
That would be step 5.
The first picture, the picture right at the top of this page is like it looks sort of like a Warthog from Halo, I guess. It's like a little tank car.
It's like an APC.
Digitally rendered.
Yeah.
And the caption just says, war vehicle.
I fucking love this thing that we use every week for this podcast. This thing claiming to be an encyclopedia.
It's so good.
Oh, Jesus. I feel like I'm getting a little negative midway through this episode. And I don't want to be. I want to be posy. But when you see a shitty DeviantArt CG render that's just labeled war vehicle.
Yeah, this is definitely a DeviantArt piece, right?
You
like, no question.
You start to wonder if you're wasting your time on Wikipedia every week.
I got a notification from DeviantArt recently.
Oh, that, really? Did you have a DeviantArt?
Oh my god, yeah. Did I ever?
Holy shit, what did you upload?
Oh, all kinds of stuff. Drawings, photographs.
Oh my god.
Mostly just those two things.
This is a huge revelation.
Is it?
Yeah.
I feel like most every teen had a DeviantArt.
I did not.
Most every teen that like wasn't good at sports, I guess.
Most every teen that was like hashtag sports ball.
Right. Yeah.
So what was the notification? And then I'll plug you for information.
Well, I couldn't the notification, I think, was that somebody had commented on one of my artworks.
Hell yes.
But for some reason, I couldn't actually
10 years later.
Like, I couldn't log into it, which really upset me.
Okay.
But it's still there somewhere.
I need to know what your DeviantArt URL is right now.
I don't remember, but I will let you know when I find it out.
Okay. Would you feel comfortable?
We can revisit this. We can revisit this at a later date.
I am almost salivating at the thought of exploring your internet past.
In exchange, you have to forward me your Halo fan fiction site that you have kept hidden for all these years.
Well, that's a leap, isn't it? To think that I would even have my shit together enough.
What's the embarrassing internet thing that you could give me in exchange?
I could just send you link after link to all these unlisted YouTube videos that are still hosted by the website.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Of me at like age 15 doing.
I've seen some of those.
The stupidest shit. Yeah, you've seen some of them, but you haven't seen all of them.
Okay.
I'll pick one out that seems about as bad as your DeviantArt is. So mm-hmm. If your DeviantArt is actually secretly good, it'll be okay.
It'll be a good video.
Yeah.
Okay.
So military science fiction doesn't really have any useful links.
Doesn't have kitties in it.
No kitties.
Should I click straight through to science fiction?
I feel like we've been doing this zoom out thing a little too much.
No, Matt, look. You had this fucking idea. You had a specific TV series in mind with a character who's a cat.
Okay? All right.
Okay. Science fiction. Step whatever.
It's 6.
Okay, thank you. I haven't adopted your secret, as you can tell.
Yeah. The secret of just writing down notes for the sake of flow and pacing.
Yeah, I don't know how I actually got through like college.
Spy-fi seems like a really shitty name for a subgenre of science fiction.
I was surprised by that as well.
Can we... Oh, God. They're just all leaping out at me now. Biopunk.
Mm-hmm.
There's apocalyptic and then also post-apocalyptic.
And what's the difference?
Well, I mean...
Apocalyptic is while it's happening.
Yeah, I would assume so.
Yeah.
Now let's see if we can just find like a link to...
This is... Okay, sorry. Can we just... I'm just skimming this apocalyptic and post-apocalyptic paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
Typical, like... the completeness of Wikipedia. So it cites Cormac McCarthy's The Road.
Yeah.
That checks out.
I see where you're going with this.
Ridley Walker, which I haven't heard of, but I guess that's a thing. Canticle for Leibowitz, which is actually it's a good book I've read.
Okay.
and then it cites fucking Fallout, the video game series.
It doesn't just cite Fallout. It gives Fallout like a long sentence.
How does Fallout, the video game series, have a whole fucking sentence and they don't even mention the movie Mad Max, which is literally the source material for Fallout?
Yeah, a major part of it. Yeah. Idiots. Idiots are editing these articles. There's no other answer.
There's no other answer. Anyways.
How do the Frisbee people manage to work their dark magics on these pages? No one's defending it.
Yeah, it's actually, you just click the link. Anybody can do it.
So let's see if we can find... Oh, television series? There's a list of television series you just scrolled past.
Where?
You just scrolled past it, so it's up. It's got all the Star Treks. But maybe that's just a list of Star Treks, of which there are plenty.
There's a lot of Star Treks. Are there any kitties in Star Trek?
Yeah, Data owns a cat.
Really?
Mm-hmm. In the Next Generation.
Hey, look, if we can find Alien, we can find kitties.
Yeah, no, I'm scanning for any of this.
Okay.
I'm just having some difficulty. seeing anything useful.
Yeah.
I don't think William Gibson has any prominent cat characters.
No, not that I remember.
I don't believe there's a cat in Blade Runner, but through Blade Runner, we could get to Ridley Scott if need be. That just seems... It seems really annoying that there's not just a link to the seminal film Alien on this page. It would seem...
Well, okay, it's not here, but I bet we can find it. It's fucking... It's gotta... Well, right after I complained about Mad Max not being there.
Yeah, Mad Max
could be here.
Like,
what genre, what subgenre is Alien? Well, cyberpunk, time travel, alternate history, military, superhuman.
Actually, I want to...
Apocalyptic.
I want to walk back my Wikipedia editors are idiots.
Claim. Yeah.
Are we calling Mad Max sci-fi just because it's set in the future?
I'm just saying that if you have a category on your Wikipedia page titled Apocalyptic and Post-Apocalyptic, and you don't include the thing that invented the whole like aesthetic that we today think of as post-apocalyptic, that's an oversight. That's all I'm saying.
But you've now watched the whole series.
Yeah.
Is there anything more sci-fi than like jacked up cars? Like in the series, are there more sci-fi elements?
Well, that's not my point. My point is that my point is that okay.
But we're talking about. I mean, I guess this just says apocalyptic fiction is concerned with the end of civilization through war.
Yeah.
Which then it seems too broad under the umbrella of science fiction.
Okay. Well, now you're getting into some nitpicking about what science fiction is, which. You know, you can go down, it's a slippery slip. You can go in a bad place doing that.
I don't want to like, for instance, a lot of critics would box an author. A lot of critics would box Ursula Le Guin into being, quote, speculative fiction.
Yeah.
Even though her books would have like spaceships and dream machines. It says here on this page, Ursula K. Le Guin and others pioneered soft science fiction.
Yeah, what the fuck does that mean? That's what I'm talking about.
But
so don't go down this. Is this science fiction? Does this count? Don't go down that fucking road.
Well, I think there is a thing of like if it's just in the future, that's not necessarily science fiction.
Okay, but my point is, someone has taken the time to put a whole subsection. For this genre.
Someone put biopunk in this fucking page. Like,
that's
we can't.
Also true. That's also true. But insofar as they include this section, how do they not include this that very important work?
Well, Caitlin, I have one question section. For you.
What?
Who run Bartertown?
Oh, not fucking Jimmy Wales, because it'd be a hell of a lot better maintained.
Jimmy Wales would be begging for $3 donations, and you know it. Hit up our boy Ridley Scott?
Yeah. It's just, okay, I'm just gonna scroll through all these subgenres here.
I saw a link to Kurt Vonnegut, and you know he wrote a book called Cat's Cradle.
Yeah, I don't think that cat is the key component of that title.
No?
No, I
don't think so.
I'm not so sure. Oh, here's Aliens.
Is Jonesy is in Aliens, right?
Oh, there's also The Hunger Games, which does have an important cat in it.
She's gone. Get out.
And you're a bigger expert, I think it's safe to say, on The Hunger Games than you are Aliens.
Should we go to Hunger Games?
No, I don't think we should go to Hunger Games.
Why not?
I do think we should go to Aliens.
Okay, fine, whatever.
I can't believe Alien isn't listed under science fiction horror. Jesus.
Was it not?
It wasn't. It just said science fiction horror is science fiction horror.
There you go.
It was like a rose is a rose.
It's a garbage page.
Yeah. So this is step 7, Aliens.
Should we click straight through to Aliens?
No, you should see if they have anything about the cat.
There's no cat in Aliens.
wait, you're fucking kidding me. In Aliens, she's revived. And isn't Jonesy...
Oh, the cat's still there. Yeah, the Jonesy's cat's still there.
Jonesy's in the suspended animation capsule.
My bad. I forgot. Okay. She's in stasis. Doesn't mention the cat. Which is bullshit.
Oh, fuck. Wait, hold on. Wait a minute. If there's... Scroll down and see if there's parodies.
Okay. And I'm not seeing a section.
Or like cultural.
The only thing you're going to see also is list of films featuring powered exoskeletons.
That's got to be a fucking sick list. So hold on.
I'm holding.
Scroll slowly up the page, because the thing is that Red Dwarf, not only in the kind of like, hey, stasis, out of commission for so many years concept, but yeah. They have a couple episodes that directly parody Alien mm-hmm. and Aliens.
Okay.
So it wouldn't be unreasonable for there to be a link.
Perhaps under interpretation and analysis?
Probably not. That seems like a more... academic-y thing, but I'm also just pissed that there's not a link, there's not an acknowledgement of Jonesy the cat.
Yeah, it's a real injustice.
You'll talk about fucking Paul Reiser's forgettable character in this movie, but you won't talk about the cute cat? Come on.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to Alien.
All right.
I'm gonna go to Alien. Let's go to Alien.
Let's go to Alien, and we'll see if that does.
No credit. No credit for the kitty under the cast.
That's so fucking lame.
Yeah, because that kitty, like, that's that thing that like gives you a little bit of hope at the end of Alien. You know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. If he's not on this page.
Oh fuck.
Oh god damn it.
Step 8 is not Alien, it's Alien parentheses creature in Alien franchise.
It's called a xenomorph. Oh, this is terrible.
Well, we're screwed now.
No, don't fucking say that. We're gonna listen. Don't give me that shit.
Just go to the Alien film.
Go into the movie.
Wait, we did Alien as a topic before.
Yeah. Well, I think in the dark ages, right?
Not in the Dark Ages, no. That was a podcast topic.
That's a canon.
Caitlin, go check your shirt again.
I don't. It's too far away.
Hold on. I'm bringing up the sheets.
Okay.
Did we just beat our record for Alien?
Possibly.
On the way to Cat Anatomy?
I don't think we took a great route to it, actually.
Oh, absolutely fucking not. We could have had it in 8, potentially.
Yeah.
Let me check this spreadsheet. Fuck.
This is also...
We got it in 8 before. We could have tied our record inadvertently.
This is step 8 that we're on right now?
This is step 9 that we're on right now. Step 8 was the creature.
Now
I feel completely discouraged.
I don't think the kitty has any... There's no mention on this... page.
That's so fucking stupid.
Yeah, that makes me angry. I might go back and edit that in.
The cat is an important part of this film.
It really fucking is.
Boy.
Jonesy. What a weird name for a cat.
Wait, did I not just see that there was something about allergy to cats?
Wait, where?
It was maybe under the plot synopsis? My last hope.
I just scrolled really, really fast for that, so I don't think you would have seen that.
You don't know how my brain works.
Maybe somebody on the set had a cat.
It was like on the right side of the page. Hold on. Scroll slowly.
Okay.
I don't think cats was linked, though, unfortunately.
Which is also bullshit. Imitations? That's not in there.
Red Dwarf isn't? Damn it.
Nope.
This stinks. This is a bad page.
We're also so far from the page Cat Anatomy.
We're like, so fucking far.
I think this is maybe our worst failure in the sense of how far away we are from the thing.
How conceptually far off the track we are.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
I'm not going to argue against you there. I think we did biff this one.
Yeah, we fucked it. Wait, I'm gonna do a Hail Mary right here, okay? Just real quick.
Okay.
On devil.
Okay, step 10, devil. And why did you click us through to devil?
Some people think cats are evil, right?
Hold up, what?
During the Middle Ages, they burned cats because they thought that they were associated with witchcraft, okay?
Okay. This is the page for devil, though.
Like I said, it was a Hail Mary.
A Hail Mary? You're taking a Hail Mary pass on the devil. How's that supposed to work out?
Matt, have you watched football?
Yes. I've seen some of this sports ball before.
So you do know that a Hail Mary plays when they get down and say a Hail Mary on the field?
Yeah.
What you're saying. Okay. I see how you're questioning my logic.
Yeah. Football is a very religious sport.
It's true, yeah. Yeah, this is fucking over. My name is Caitlin Best. You can find me on Twitter at BestKabest, BestKabest. You can also tweet at the show at GetToThat. You can and should find us on iTunes. Hit us with a like. Hit us with a review. Matt, what's your thing?
I think listeners should definitely hunt down that video I made about New Mexico's state question.
Yeah, great video.
And they should fucking watch it, and they should share it with friends and get the word out about the podcast, grassroots, you know? I think they should send me nice messages about how cool the video is, because I worked very hard on it. And also, I can be found on Twitter. It's at Matthew Olson. Spell it right. Got a couple more weeks of Finite Jest left to go. You can find that interesting experiment between myself and Alex Klute at finitejest.simplecast.fm or on iTunes. Thank you to Johannes Harkins for this week's topic. Thank you, Johannes.
Thanks, Johannes.
Caitlin.
Yeah?
I got a question for you.
Hit me.
What if technology bad, though?
Get out.